Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, July 17, 2012. I'm Mike Clifford. We have six stories on the rundown today, including student test scores on the rise and teachers also hitting the books this summer. We'll let you know which states rank last in the Midwest when it comes to rental housing. And Deborah Smith files a report on why backyard chickens can sometimes equal backyard bears. Our top story, learning for students and for teachers, it's happening this summer at the Middle Grades Partnership in Baltimore. That's where academically promising middle schoolers are taking their classes designed to help them succeed when they eventually apply to the city's competitive entrance public high schools. The program brings educators from diverse backgrounds and teaching experiences together. We hear from Partnership Director Beth Casey.
Sitting at the same table around the idea of student achievement, everybody benefits. Everybody gives and everybody gets from being involved in that partnership.
Casey says the partnership also helps dispel the notion that somehow public school teachers have a lot to learn from private school counterparts. Students in the MGP qualify, it turns out, at a much higher rate than their peers in being accepted at Baltimore's competitive entrance public high schools. From Tennessee, we get word that student test scores rose in the last school year for the second consecutive year. This week, teachers across that state are returning to their classrooms. They're preparing for the new school year and new Common Core standards that will raise the bar a little higher. Bo Bradshaw has the story.
The more rigorous Common Core programs began with kindergarten through second grade last year, and this fall, students will return to new programs that raise the bar in math. Tennessee Common Core Council Director Millicent Smith says the new approach focuses more on students learning the process and less on the results.
A lot of times we learn one way to do a math problem when there may be several ways to do that. We want our students to be encouraged to be problem solvers and critical thinkers. That's what they're going to be asked to do when they get out into the workplace and when they go on to college.
Students did well in 23 of 24 TCAP achievement tests in grades 3 through 8, as well as in most of the high school end of course exams. State officials say more students are proficient or advanced in both math and science than in the previous 2 years, and they credit the more strategic and rigorous standards put in place in 2009. I'm Bo Bradshaw reporting.
And speaking of learning, as we get older, some of us forget some of the important things we learned. When a person with Alzheimer's or dementia forgets important details about past events, sometimes relatives try to help by correcting the mistake. But there are other ways to cope with the loss. Experts say it's best to create events that focus on feelings and creating a sense of connection. We get the story from Marianne Myers.
As a therapeutic recreational supervisor, Beth Terborg has come up with a unique way to improve the lives of elders with memory impairments at a Grand Rapids retirement center. She says it began one day when the residents were discussing Mother's Days of years past.
Our residents then progressed the conversation to talking about mother-in-laws, and then a couple of them laughed about how their relationship with their mother-in-law wasn't so good, but at least they showed up for the wedding.
Terborg arranged for residents' relatives to bring in wedding photos and even some of the wedding dresses residents had worn, creating a slideshow and fashion show featuring the residents, their relatives, and staff members. She says the happy memories brought out the best in everyone, and residents are still talking about it. Marianne Myers reporting.
If this summer seems a little hotter than most, there's some data to back up that feeling. It's new data from the National Climate Data Center. It says the Midwest is experiencing the largest drought since the 1950s. The center says about 55% of the country was in at least moderate or short-term drought in June. That's for the first time since December 1956. Renters in the Midwest are suffering from a different type of drought this year when it comes to finding places to live. Low vacancy rates and the rising cost of rent are putting the squeeze on Minnesotans who are already struggling to make ends meet. John Michelson has the details.
Lee Rosenberg with the Minnesota Housing Partnership says to afford a modest two-bedroom apartment in the state, a person making minimum wage would have to work 86 hours a week.
We found that Minnesota actually had the worst affordability of any state in the Midwest. And that's due to a combination of high housing costs here, as well as some states have a higher minimum wage.
Rosenberg says more than half of renters in Minnesota currently do not earn enough to afford a two-bedroom unit at the fair market rent where they live.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, as of 2010, about 30% of all adults lived in a shared household. Finally, free fast food. It turns out to be an irresistible lure for bears. Educations have been long in place for encouraging people to keep trash and even bird feeders away from bears. Deborah Smith tells us from Montana there's a new backyard attraction for bears, chickens.
Well, Aaron Edge with Defenders of Wildlife says the good news is that multi-strand electric fencing can keep bears away from chickens.
Taking these small measures to protect their investment of their chickens also protects bears and also increases human safety.
She says both grizzlies and black bears are attracted to chickens. Guidelines for voltage and fence design can be found at lwwf.org.
That bear fencing, we're told, has additional benefits. It turns out it keeps out almost all other predators, such as coyotes, foxes, and mountain lions. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, listener and member supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.